How to Lose Friends and Alienate People by Toby Young. To anyone within a 10-block radius of Morton's, the West Hollywood Power restaurant, it was obvious something was going on that night. Monday evenings at Morton's usually attract some big industry players, but on this particular Monday, March 28, 1994, it was as if the entire Hollywood A-list had decided to assemble on the corner of Melrose and Robertson. Lines of police officers struggled to hold back the crowds as wave upon wave of movie stars converged on the restaurant's entrance, some of them clutching gold statuettes. It was the night of the 66th Annual Academy Awards, and Vanity Fair was throwing its first ever Oscar party. I checked my watch, 11:25 p.m. In 5 minutes' time, I'd have to approach the clipboard Nazi guarding the entrance and convince her to let me in. I busied myself with picking specks of dirt off my dinner jacket in an attempt to calm my nerves. Of all the Oscar parties taking place that night, this was undoubtedly the one to be at. That distinction used to belong to the party hosted by Irving Swifty Lazar at Spargo, but the legendary super agent had died the previous December. One of the reasons Swifty's party had been so hot was because the guest list was restricted to a limited number of VIPs. Those deemed insufficiently important were fobbed off with the excuse that the Los Angeles fire marshals had decreed that no more than 300 people were allowed to attend, a ruse dreamt up by the wily agent to keep the numbers down. As a result, the atmosphere at the party had been surprisingly intimate. My friend Alex Da Silva had gatecrashed the soiree in 1992, and in the space of 10 minutes had met Sharon Stone, Michael Douglas, and Tom Cruise. Indeed, Cruise had actually marched up and introduced himself, assuming that if Alex was at the party, he must be someone important. In fact, he was a freelance